Good morning. Have you noticed that some people are always blaming themselves? I beg your pardon, excuse me, I'm sorry, silly me. While other people blame everybody else except themselves. It's the council's fault. It's the government's fault. It's the parents' fault. It's the school's fault. It's God's fault, and so on. At the extreme ends of the spectrum, you get people who commit suicide. It's all my fault. The world would be a better place without me. I'm just a burden. Or people who commit mass murder, who hit out at everybody else. It's all your fault. It's not my fault. Nowadays, we even get suicide bombers who manage to do both mass murder and suicide at the same time. At an everyday level, not so extreme as suicide and mass murder, we get milder forms of blaming ourselves or blaming everybody else. We have worriers worrying about themselves and moaners moaning about everybody else. And we have people who implode and people who explode. People who bottle things up and give themselves migraines, ulcers, heart attacks, and people who wear their heart on their sleeve and show all their emotions quickly and passionately. Aristotle, the ancient Greek philosopher, believed that we should always strive for the perfect balance between two opposite extremes. More to the point, Jesus says, "Fear not, follow me, I am with you always, my peace I give to you." And St. Paul writes, "In Christ I live and move and have my being. In Christ I am more than conqueror. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me." So don't commit suicide or mass murder. Don't worry yourself sick or moan and groan about everybody else. Don't implode or explode. But rather pray, trust, stick close to Jesus. Follow the Good Shepherd. Come under the mother hen's wing. Jump up into your Heavenly Father's lap. Share your burdens with him and have a nice day.